I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to Third Pick Podcast, man. We are here. It's your boy Scott, your boy Mariano. You know to follow us on Twitter at BarbChairScott. I'll give Mariano his, you come in with yours.
Hey, man, you know what I mean? At Mariano on Twitter, man, two N's, two O's. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be nice to your aunt these days, so I may tell her guess when she asks me for something. You know what I mean? Hit me on Instagram, at Mariano Bivens. We out here, man. We back. You know, we back in the building, man.
Of course, you can follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. There will be a new episode of Summer Sessions out when you are listening to this. It's because I'm going to record this right after that. Both of us are extremely tired. Mari just got off the job, you know, just came off a nap. Man. I just came off a 4.5-hour flight from Los Angeles, but we are here. My jet lag is hitting me, but we are here. We got to give y'all the content, and we're here, man. So the Bulls, let's get right to it. The Bulls, man. Right now we're sitting at 10-5 in the NBA right now, coming off a brutal loss to Portland, which we'll get into in a minute. But overall, man, I'm liking what I'm seeing from this team, bro. Game is going by, and I'm just like, this team's better than not even I thought they were. And this is a team with pretty much they're missing Vooch. Mm-hmm. Pat Williams out for the rest of the year. You got Kobe here, but he ain't really, Kobe still got his feet under him and things like that. And they're running a super small line. I mean, Alex Caruso been playing power forward the last three nights. Man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting more and more impressed, which is why I'm kind of disappointed about what happened last night. Now, of course, the Bulls had a 20-point lead. I think it was like mid third quarter or coming into the third quarter.
Yeah, we was up double digits, I want to say, like from the first quarter. We got up like 16, like you said, 20, and it just looked like one of those games where it started to look like the Laker game. Exactly. Like Portland and maybe fight back because it's Portland, they at home. These guys are professionals, obviously, right? Like all of that type of shit. But that shit started going on. It was just like, hey, wait a minute. I don't know how this shit going to shake. I do want to say this, though, right? For those who bet on sports like I do, right? Last night was a very good lesson in when you should know when to cash your tickets out, right? I'll tell you that. I put a ticket in there. It was I had the Timberwolves. I had the Thunder. I had it was somebody else. Timberwolves, Thunder. It was the Bulls for sure. And it was the Heat. I had the Heat cover, right? They all covered. So now all I needed the Bulls to do was just win. So now when certain sites you bet on, once your team go up by so much, they'll give you the option to cash out, right? Cool. I'm sitting there like, damn, man, I should just let this ticket ride. But I was like, you know what? I don't need the stress. I don't need none of this stress. So let me just cash this out real quick. Cash it out for a decent amount. Big as shit. I saw the Bulls lose and I was like, I'm glad I did that, but I'm kind of tight that these niggas were losing this game because I was talking so much shit about Portland. Like, so much shit. I thought I saw them lose to the Clippers.
In the first half, I'm like, man, Dame just need to request that trade, man. Like, it was looking bad. The Portland, I think it was even Adam Amin or Stacey King said, like, yo, they look like they don't even want to be here. Like,
And even though some of those missed shots that Dame had, it wasn't like, oh yeah, that's it. It's just it was like, damn, man, that shit looked like he don't really.
I mean, neither him or CJ scored to what, like 2 minutes left in the half.
I was just about to say, bro, like they didn't even get on the stat sheet until it was damn near halftime. We were up by like fucking like 16 points or something, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I think that the main issue here was we gotta get something from this bench, like offensively. Like we're getting absolute no offensive production. Because if you look at it, the bench is one of the two reasons that the Blazers won the game. I mean, Larry Nance and Norman Powell kept them in that game. Like,
Absolutely. From getting
out of control. Like, maybe Larry Nance have a clutch block, a nice three, or a nice dunk by Norman Powell. And they just kept them in there. And the boy, I know the officiating was bad. I'm not going to sit up here and act like it wasn't bad. It was bad. But the Bulls can't be turning the ball over 10 times in one quarter.
Yeah, that's
– giving them extra possessions, man.
Yeah, like and then, you know, like when we talk about the refs, like obviously, right, like you, it's blatant calls where you just like, come on, dog. But up 20, no excuse. I don't care what team you are, who you playing against. If you get a 20-point advantage on a team – but I will say this, though, right, like history will tell you this. If you go up super early on the team in basketball, it's not like football where you can take the air out of the ball, hold the ball for a whole quarter. It's not like that. Basketball, you're almost always bound to, like, kind of lose that lead.
Yeah, because mad time left in the game.
Yeah, it's mad time left. But there's a point where you take that time out and that lead that got cut down to 7, balloons back up to 13, 14, and then the other team is just like, okay.
But see, that's kind of like the messed up thing. The Bulls did push it a couple times.
Yeah.
But I feel like when the fourth quarter came, I think it was like a 7-point game.
Something like that, yeah. Yep.
Going into the fourth quarter.
Then it got down to like 4.
Yeah, it got down to 4. Portland took like a 6-point lead with like 3 minutes left. And then the Bulls were able to come back. Lonzo was like, man, forget this. Lonzo really, really took over. But it was just a lot. It was bad basketball that second half. And even at the end of the game, I mean, there's two problems. Like, DeMar was fouled by Nas. He was fouled. They should have called that. But at the same time, when he hit the floor, Billy Donovan's got to bail his guy out and call a timeout.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I feel like 100%. That was a mistake. And I love Zach, man. I love Zach, but I got to say it. He got to stop with the go-to-hell ball shots. Like he has to get a better shot selection at the end of games. Like, I know we like these, you know, crazy threes and shots like that. They look cool when they go in. But at the end of the game, it looked terrible. Like I think Derrick Jones Jr. blocked somebody's shot, and then Zach had the ball, which could have been, you know, the game winning possession. He just pulled off a three. What are you doing?
It's my least favorite thing about Zach, and I'm a huge fan of Zach. Love his game. You know, I love like his even leadership, just his presence. But the one thing I do hate is that the defense is scared to death of Zach no matter what, right? He can drive, get to the basket when he wants. For some reason, sometimes he just doesn't. It's like he forgets, or he falls in love with the highlight reel shit. You know what I mean? Like, let me take this long three and get this excited. Like, bro, no, just go for the easy points, man. Like, sometimes it's just keep it simple. Like, you know what I mean? It's very much my least favorite thing that he does, man, because it's you know, like the cliche shit where they like, the shot go up and you like no, and it's like, yeah, when it go in, but it's not. I don't like it at all, because even when he makes it, I'm like, fuck, the worst thing he can do is make that shot, because he's going to take another one and another one. So you know, I think overall the team is like kind of like, who's our vet? Who is our vet on this team?
I mean, DeMar's a vet.
DeMar's a vet.
So you talking about like an old head?
We need an old nigga, man. I feel like we need we gotta have at least one old nigga. Like, you know, and I'm not talking about like somebody who just can't contribute. You know what I mean? Like, he just there just
so to you be want
there.
An old nigga to play.
You gotta have an old nigga, man. You gotta have an old nigga that can come do something at least. Just like,
I mean, I think DeMar gonna be the oldest nigga we get.
You think so?
I mean, when was DeMar drafted? Like, he drafted the same year as Steph. Like,
you might be right about that, man. But 09, you know,
it was 09.
I kind of want to shoot him some bail. I do kind of want to shoot him some bail. This is that wicked West Coast trip.
It's the wicked West Coast
trip. We just gave the Clippers and the Lakers everything.
Gave the Clippers and the Lakers everything. It's not a loss.
Fuck, I'm like, man, like, we was up 20. Like,
yeah, like, I'm not losing sleep over, but it's like, dog, you had a real good chance to finish this trip 4-1. I'm not that confident about beating Denver. I think we both had those as losses when we previewed the trip last week. Yeah. But it's just like,
you know what? The games we had as losses was actually the Warriors, which was a loss,
and the Lakers. Yeah.
So we beat the Lakers. I was like, damn, we got a shot because Portland, you know.
Yeah, I was like, for sure Portland's a dub. But what makes it so irritating is you had the lead. Even when you blew the lead, you had multiple times chances. I mean, Zach's three to tie the game. He was so wide open, bro.
Oh, man.
So wide. And I think he said the same thing DeMar said when DeMar missed that shot to beat the Knicks. Oh, I was so wide open that I threw my shot off. Like, yeah, and like I'm kind of tired of hearing that. Like, shoot the shot. Make the shot, man.
Yeah, you open for it. You open, bro. You open. You're a professional. You are a good shooter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to make – I mean, obviously, like, easier said than done. It's whatever, bro. Like, I don't expect a nigga to make every shot. So I do think, like, a little bit of the bright side here is that these guys are learning on the job how to win these basketball games, right? Like, this was not a winning team, quote unquote, like before. So
right.
The culture of winning, the culture of how to close out games and shit like that as a unit, you know, not just some individuals have the experience as a unit. I think you need to have these bumps in the road where you lose games where, you know, oh man, we had it, or you know, you missed that shot against the Knicks and, you know, just shit like that. You take these bumps as a unit, then you learn what that feeling feels like, you know, in case it happens again, right? You go up 20 on, let's say you go up 20 on Denver. Shit ain't happening like that, you know, like, oh shit, we got to do this, we got to do that. Let's really lock in and look at that score. Like, treat that shit like you down 20, bro. Like, keep playing, you know, extend these possessions. Offensive rebounds will help with that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Just little things.
I think one thing we've learned from this team early in the season is they're a pretty resilient bunch. I mean, even if you look at the Warriors game, it was national TV, they got flat out embarrassed. Like, they just, it didn't look like we deserve.
That nigga Steph put a Hall of Fame picture on our ass, man.
I mean, he doing that to everybody right now, dog.
I love that picture so much, but I'm like, damn, it's the Bulls, man.
Bro, yeah, everybody doing. I mean, he had Barclays crowd chant MVP, bro. Like, it sounded like.
Like chasing can't get away from this nigga, man. Like,
man, I kind of feel bad for I don't feel bad for KD because KD didn't get traded to Brooklyn. He decided he wanted to go there.
Yeah,
we told you to leave Golden State. To me, that's like I didn't get it then, I don't get it now. To align yourself with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I think he's regretting that move now.
Hell yeah. 100%.
There's no way he's not. But I just feel like, you know, the Bulls will they'll bounce back. I mean, after they got flat out outclassed by the Warriors, they came out and beat the Clippers. And come out and beat the Lakers. And this is like a perfect segue into the circus trip. I'm highly impressed by what I've seen on this circus trip. You know, outside of the Golden State Warriors game, we won the two LA. We swept. I don't think people understand how important it is to sweep the LA doubleheader. Like, LA nightlife is undefeated.
DeMar had what? Like, in those games combined,
DeMar had 73 points combined, bro.
Man,
73.
Like that, you know, that type of shit. Ain't nothing to just, you know, nothing to just gloss over right there. Like, you know, he really did his thing. Like, he hit a shot that one time, and Zach looked like, yo, this who I get to play with? Like,
oh. Yeah, I love Zach's facial expression. Like, dang, I'm playing with NBA players now.
Like, or not, nah, dead ass, man. You know, and I think that's the reason why, like, you know, you and I, who are, you know, super, you know, Bulls fans, both of us had the same reaction kind of. Like, I'm not losing sleep over that game, bro. Like, yeah, it was a collapse. Yeah, we should have won that game. But, I mean, hey, man, it's, you know, we have a good team now. I trust these guys to – right the ship and, you know, get it right moving forward, really. You know, I'm not tripping at all.
Now it's just the NBA. It's the NBA. It's like the third game in four nights.
Yeah.
They're coming to the end of the trip. And if they lose against Denver, well, tonight when you hear this, I still look at it as, you know, they went 2-3. And on this West Coast trip, that has been destroying us since even the dynasty days. I'm going to take that. And the thing why we all understand about the Bulls, their first month and a half schedule is tough.
Yes.
And at the worst case scenario, we're gonna come out of it out of this 12 game stretch in 10-6. I said 12 game, not 10-6. I'm tripping. and not 10-6, but 6-6. I don't know. My math is shot. I don't know.
Nigga doing the Foxy Brown math.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math, but my brain is shot right now. And my point is we gotta do this rough stretch at a 10-6 record, worst case scenario, if we lose to Denver. And that's awesome coming out so many playoff teams you can face. And now the schedule's going to really, really soften up after Denver. You got New York at the crib, which we got to get them back. We gotta get them back. Everybody was game.
Especially you just let the Magic beat you?
Yeah. Oh, like he talked about it on Ball Don't Lie. Them niggas have come crashing down to earth.
Nigga, like
crashing down. Not only have they lose the Orlando home, this is the second time they've lost.
Second time. Yeah. And I think both games they were favored by like double digits, you know, going into the game, which anybody that's putting money down probably took that bet both times. Like, yeah, it's the match.
And everybody was talking about Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier had been benched the last 3 games in the fourth quarter.
But that motherfucker like, wanted to look like Klay Thompson against us, though.
Bruh, no, like you know, really, like, come on. You know, really, I can live with Fournier hitting threes. Cormaz and that other nigga against Philly, I can't live with that.
Yeah.
I can't live with that, bro. And I'm mad at Embiid for giving Vooch COVID, but we're going to talk about that later.
Yo, dog.
We're going to talk about that later because he's smelly. But it's just like this team has a resilience to him. And I feel like this team, that's why I was mad about yesterday's loss, because it's like we putting our, you know, sinking our veins into him again, dog. It's like, you know, this is our type of team. And this is the Bulls are kind of putting together the new death lineup. Like, when we go small, good luck.
Yeah, it's nothing you can do.
Nothing
you can do.
Bro, that defense on Anthony Davis, I thought for sure he was going to get 30 and 50 and 30 on us, though. Like,
word.
Bro, we was locking that fool up, bro. And yeah. It's a joy to watch this team, not just as a team, but defensively. It's like a work of art.
Shout out to Alex Caruso, man. Shout out
to the Ball Mamba.
This dude, when I tell you, when we had this, you know, the pod to preview the season, you know, I was saying that one of my favorite pickups was Alex Caruso, right? Because of the defense, because of what he can provide you, even on offense, like he can, you know, he can score. But just his presence out there, it makes other teams think twice about throwing that pass. You know, he's playing the passing lanes. You know, they're here to pick you. He has Steph looking, you know what I mean? He was at the top of the key with Steph. He made Steph pick that dribble up a cup, you know? And that shit like that is important. Like, you need somebody out there that's going, you know, kind of shake shit up and let people know, like, nah, you're not just about to do what you want to do on us. So shout out to Caruso, because he's been like one of the brightest spots on this team this season, man. I love it.
Caruso and Zoe are like defensive dogs. And I think their energy is contagious. And it's got
that's why we're never out of games.
I'm glad you said that, because this offense is still like, you can't judge the offense now.
Right.
It's a whole new team. Like, I know we're like, oh, it's only been 16 games. 15 right now.
Right,
it's only been
right.
15, 16 games,
which is the good thing about why we have double-digit wins.
Which is the good thing, too,
16
because,
games, man.
Right, without your center the last, four games already. So it's like these little things are things that can kill any other team, but the defense is key, because we go on droughts. Yep. Almost in every game this year, it's been like a 3 or 4 minute period when the Bulls just don't score. Mm-hmm. And they turn the ball over, it's terrible shot selections. We've literally seen it every game, and the wins and the losses.
Yep.
So the defense keeps you in the game. Defense gives you more opportunities, and that's why I just love watching. They just swarming everywhere, and that's what makes it really, really enjoyable for this team, because they both like this team gonna suck defensively.
That's the thing I didn't understand, because we didn't suck last year defensively. Like we didn't suck, and it's like now you add two guys that, you know, their calling card is defense. You know, for the most part, right? Like when they're not scoring or when they're not, you know, lighting it up on the offensive side, like, bro, they actually lock up. They actually can play defense. So you put and that's all we wanted. Next to Zach, we just wanted Zach to play a little bit of defense, put some guys around him who can mask his flaws. And this is what you get right here. You get a team that's 10 wins. Like last year, this team would have been probably 7-9, bro. Like going 16 games. Like
maybe less than that.
Man, I'm being generous, like saying 7-9. But
seven is definitely generous.
Man, you know, 10. We got these 10 wins. It could have easily been 11, but I'm not gonna nitpick, because the guys have been playing way too good for me to, like, you know, piling on them, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's without Vooch, man.
It's without Vooch.
We gotta keep bringing that in, because a lot of Bulls fans were treating him like it's just annoying. I sometimes act, but yeah. I feel like this is and Caruso, man, he's a fan favorite in LA. When I went to the game on Sunday when they played the Clippers, first of all, so many Bulls fans there, dog.
Yeah.
Zach hit a three, and I didn't know if I was at United Center or all that.
Look around, like, hey, hold on,
what's going on? So, you know, that's been cool to watch. But I just really feel like, you know, they gotta, you know, they gotta tighten some things up, you know, offensively.
I'm tired of that. This is the first season in a long time I can remember that I haven't shitted on any players yet. Like I haven't.
Tony Bradley is pretty annoying. Like, he's got the worst hands.
Nah, you know what? You're definitely right about that, because like there's certain times when like the ball is going his way and I'm just like, you're gonna cover your face, like, come on, man, please.
Like, what are you doing, my guy?
I haven't shitted on any players just yet. I'm still trying to give them time. Holler at me after Christmas. I might have a list for you. You know what I mean? We're gonna see what's up.
Definitely. So what is your, like, you know, has this team like kind of like surpassed what you thought coming into this circus trick? Because I think, what are we both? What was our 3-5 game?
3-2.
Three and two.
Yeah, we had had them losing to Golden State and the Lakers. They had them beating everybody else.
Okay.
So there's still a chance. There's still a chance.
Still a chance.
You know, be right about that.
Beat Denver tonight. You got a chance.
Yeah, I'll say this. The Golden State game went kind of how I figured it would go because that's Steph. And he had Clippers and the Lakers game surprised me. I knew that we would beat the Clippers. I predicted that. The Lakers game was one that I did not know because like we said, you're not just going to go into Staples and sweep on an L.A. trip like that. The Lakers are one of those sneaky teams that if they get rolling at the right second, if Westbrook hit a couple shots, man went 0-for-6, for three in that game. And, like, he was just putting up some terrible shots, bro. Like, defender right in his face, and he's doing, like, this weak-ass pump fake, and then he'll still put it up. And I'm like, bro, nobody bit on the pump fake like that. What are you doing? You know what I mean? So, like, he was, you know, he had some horrible misses. And that's not to take away from us. We played great. We made the game look like that. Like you spoke about a little while ago, our defense on Anthony Davis. He could have easily gave us 60 points, bro, because what big do we have that's just going to stand there in front of him, make it tough for him? We did it as a team. You know, we came together as a team, stopped him. They've been surprising me, you know, definitely. And even in the Portland game, they did a lot of great things in the Portland game. I don't want to overshadow the great things they did just because they lost that game.
Right.
That is still an NBA team on the other, you know, the other side of that court, and they are at home. And, you know, they got pride, bro. They've been losing a couple games and shit. They, you know, that's a dangerous team to play because it's a team that we all think is bad. They're playing against a team like us who you're going to start to have a bullseye on your back. I mean, you know, no pun intended. Like, you see people saying the Bulls are this, the Bulls are that. They're back. We become a statement game for people now, you know, and that's a statement game for Portland. So,
I mean, I definitely agree with that. Portland definitely came in there like, yo, we got an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think it was Steve Kerr. Get a quality win. Steve Kerr. Was it Steve Kerr? Or was it somebody said the team wasn't on the level. Oh, it was, no, it was Steve Nash. Steve Nash said his team, the Nets, weren't on the same level as, like, the Bulls. And I was like, wow, he mentioned that.
That type
of stuff is new. But
to answer your question, like, they've surpassed what I even thought. You know, even record aside, right, they surpassed it just with their resiliency of not, you know, playing these certain games back-to-back. You know what I mean? Like you said, 3 games in 4 nights. They could have easily just dialed it in. You know what I mean? One of those games, try to save the energy for the next one, look past opponents. And I think that's the one thing that we don't do is we don't look past anybody. We're still going to come up ourselves. You know what I mean? So, but what have you seen? Like, what have you seen from them that, you know, take you one direction or another? Like, are you more up on them now or after this trip? Or are you kind of like the same?
I'm way up. I'm trying not to overreact because
I got you.
15 games, 16 games and, you know, I think Draymond said something about this on his podcast. Like, yo, he said, yeah, the you know, a lot of people's talking crap about us, you know, saying the Warriors are done, they're not going to win the championship. And he said, we have a good start. He said, I'm not going to beat my chest over game 16,
yeah,
you know, when it acting like it's game 60. Yeah. So, but with that being said, it's been great. I don't think anybody had them coming out this high. I know I didn't have them coming out this high.
Right.
And I just think more of the chemistry of the team, like this team, these two, like these, this team legit likes playing with each other. And I think that's very, very key. But on basketball side of things, it's just kind of like, you know, they're just getting better each day. They're getting better. And yeah. I think I don't want to put too much dip in my chip, but I'm going to say I feel like this season can be interesting. I feel like when it comes to All-Star break, AK could tinker a couple moves, and I feel like they could have a legit chance coming out the East if the right moves are made because they still need to get the bench better. They still need to get bigger. You need a backup center and things of that nature. There's holes on the team, but I feel like it's great. And I want Bulls fans to keep the bigger picture in mind, too. And this is what's also dope about it and why it's dope with them signing Lamar and getting Vooch and all that is it. We're winning now, looking cool now.
Yeah.
But upcoming free agents are watching this.
Yeah, hell yeah. They're
watching this, and Chicago's going to be a destination attraction very, very soon. That was the whole big point of this whole thing.
Yep.
Compete and leave the door open for superstars. And
hell yeah.
Giannis's comments and GQ raised my spices a little bit.
Giannis, we right next door, my boy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we already got our eyes on Jokic 2024. I think all Bulls fans have that circle. But I just really like, I like the resiliency. I like the defense is incredible, and I like the chemistry.
Yeah, nah, what you spoke about right there was important as well, because the culture that we're establishing, right? Like, that's what attracts free agents. You know, you can draft who you want to draft. They don't get a choice. You know what I mean? They got to report to camp. You know, you draft them. But free agents, they make their choices depending on, like, it's a job still at the end of the day. They still have to want to go there, want to play, you know, with these other players.
Right.
And I think that's what we're establishing overall is, like, this is an environment that people want to come to. You know what I mean? Like it's Chicago, but we should get back to being a premier place to play basketball. Like, let's return to greatness. Everybody want to pump up, like, the Knicks and the Lakers. And I get it. The league is better when certain teams are good.
I get the Lakers. I don't get the Knicks. The Knicks suck. At least Lakers are with a champion. Knicks suck. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I know they wish they had a flex option because the Bulls should be on Christmas.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%. Like, when the Christmas schedule came out and I saw the team that we put together, I was like,
y'all still talking about Boston?
We should be able to bump one of these games, dog. Yeah, like,
y'all still talking about Boston?
Yeah, we broke Boston, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So we broke them boys, man. We had them boys calling very emotional players-only meetings and shit like that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited after seeing them start, you know. And like you said, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. First, it was just preseason. Now it's just game 16. You know, that's what we're going with. But, yeah, I love what I see so far.
But even like with when we were talking about like with preseason and stuff, you kind of see the beginning of the chemistry between this team. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that can't be overlooked. And I gotta give a lot of love to Billy Donovan.
Yes.
He has been coaching his behind off, though.
Definitely has. He's definitely proved me, I don't want to say proved me wrong, because I didn't necessarily come in with any reservations about him being like, you know, bad. But I just was like, I don't know how long it's going to take him to figure it out, right? Like, I want to see what his lineups look like, what his rotations look like, how quick is he to call timeouts and certain things. Like you said, you know, with the DeMar play, right, call a timeout there. Those are things that when they go back and watch film, it's not only for the players, it's for the coaching staff as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I do expect those little things to get worked out over the season. Like we said, it's only 16 games in, man. You know what I mean? So, like, we still – that's the reason why I'm not panicking as much. Now, you come holler at me in, you know, February – I might be going off on a couple niggas, you know what I'm saying? We're getting close to, you know, it's money time and shit. But, you know, right now we just keeping it kind of light and just playing it, you know, game by game. It's really a game by game type of thing for me. I don't go into any game expecting anything. You know what I mean? It's really, to be honest with you, whatever opponent it is, I just want to see it. Let me see what's going on here.
Show me,
you know,
my opponent.
Yeah. Other than Portland, because I really dead ass was like, nah, we going to burn him. And then, you know, whatever happens.
I also feel that Zach LaVine's defense has gotten tremendously better.
Yeah.
Shout out to, like, Zach. Enough people are finding out, you know that. And I think the thing about that is, you know, it's just something where it's like you can see kind of like the growth with this team. You know,
yeah. Defense and rebounding is about giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I really don't think Zach gave a fuck because he didn't think the team was going anywhere before. That's what I truly think.
Yeah, and like defense is all about, like you said, giving a fucking energy, you know, and, you know, and
now he's looking next to him and he's seeing, like, I want to play for these guys, not just have them come help me win games. Like, nah, I want to play for them. You see Caruso playing defense. You see Zoe. You see these guys making these defensive plays.
I don't know if
you
pay attention to this last possession against Portland. I think it was when Dame could have pushed the lead to, like, four. Right before Zach took the idiot shot.
Yeah, yeah.
He had Dame on an island. Bro,
listen.
And I was like, Zach never does this. Like, Zach expect that from Zoe and Caruso. But Zach was like, nah, I got him.
Zach was on his ass, yo. Yeah. Like, to the point where I really was sitting there like, Zach, I hope you don't foul. Like, it looked like he was about to do something, foul the nigga, hit the nigga something. Like, but he was just on him. He was just playing defense. And I think it looked crazy.
And he just missed the shot. No foul, nothing.
No foul, no
and
nothing.
Then he come here with that Kobe 06 shot. Look,
he was too hype, man. You know what?
It's going to take a while for him to notice that I have teammates. I don't have to have this ridiculous shooting stuff. Like, I think Kobe won the championships without Shaq, people forgot that this nigga was a go-to-hell ball aficionado.
Bro, they didn't like that nigga early on. Bro. It was like, Nick, like, that's the thing. Bro, niggas fucked up, man.
Thank you. I'm glad you said I'm class of Mamba 98.
I'm telling you.
Going against Michael Jordan, I was 10 years old. I was like, I like this kid. And I've been a fan since probably years. Niggas tonight, he's selfish. He don't pass the ball. Bro. Yeah, you know,
niggas, so. You talking about Mamba mentality. Like, nigga, you know what he went through?
Bruh, I said, oh, man, Zach shooting like he Kobe. It was like, oh, Kobe passed ball. I'm like, oh, you must
nigga,
not remember
go watch
Kobe.
Last dance. Right. Go watch the last dance. And Mike said, nigga, if I was his teammates, I would never get that motherfucker.
Go get a rebound, brother.
And this was what year? What was that, 98?
That was 98.
That was 98.
That wasn't really Froby yet. Yeah.
Nigga, that was still young kid smiling at everybody and, you know, happy to be here, Kobe, dog. Straight up and down. And Mike saw that shit in him early.
Yeah. And before we get to Kobe White, I want to give some love to DeMar, man. I want to give a segment. DeMar DeRozan, man. Like, look, I'm not going to sit up here and lie. I was never the biggest DeMar DeRozan fan before he came here. I never thought the boy was bad. I always thought he was a good – I thought he was one of the best shooting guards in the league, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
footwork is A1.
Football, I would, but Pav is like a day one DeMar guy. Like, that's why he hates to see me be such a DeMar fan now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, nigga, now you.
Right, in 2015, he said, oh, DeMar better than Clay. And people was like, nigga, huh? So I was like, but I got to give it to DeMar for this simple reason. Everybody said it was the worst signing of the, and it was just, it was,
we gonna keep telling y'all that shit too.
We gonna keep telling, it was a crazy, crazy, crazy take. And I got to give it to John Hollinger because he said, yo, I was wrong. He said, I was wrong. I own it. And that's the only thing. If you have a bad take,
own that bad take. Bill Simmons did the same thing. He did the same exact thing. He said, hey, I was wrong about this team.
Exactly. Like, own the bad take. And they're the highest scoring duo in the league. And it's just also because it's seeing Zach and DeMar work is like poetry. Like,
oh, man.
It's like DeMar's move. You just know it's going in. It's like you're shocked when it doesn't go in.
Man.
And it's his first trip to LA since his father passed away.
Yep.
And man, he put on the show, man. I was in the house on Sunday night. It was a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw my video. I was telling the crowd bye bye after the one. I was real reckless up in there. But
they know they was sick.
Man, DeMar put on 73 points in two games in that Lakers game.
Shout out to DeMar, man.
And people forget that the Clippers won a 7-game win streak. Mm-hmm. They had not lost at home at the time.
Yep.
And we went out there and we knocked them down. And the Lakers game wasn't even close, bro. Like, was not at close.
At all.
Was not close. It was a 30 piece for like the third quarter.
They so look scared. I'm not gonna lie. They look shook out there.
They look shook. And I feel like you can see the confidence in this team growing each week. Like, yeah. I feel like they know there's not a team we can't go out here and beat. I mean, look at, they beat the Nets, they beat the Jazz, they beat the Clippers, and beat the Lakers already.
These some quality win. And for what it's worth, when you hear the media usually talk about losing to the Bulls, it's usually like you can't lose to the – now it's
oh,
like –
oh, no, the ESPN is treating us with respect right now.
Yeah, now they're like, no, that's a good – you lost to the Bulls. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
did you see the inside NBA crew on Tuesday after the Lakers game? Day after Lakers game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hell Chuck and them was like, "Yo, that Bulls team, man."
Bro, listen. And that's all I want. That's all I want is for a nigga like Chuck to be like, "Hey, you look out for them." You know what I mean? Like, that's respect, bro. Like,
and Shaq took it even further. Shaq took it. I don't agree with Shaq on this one. That's a little dip on his chip. But Shaq said, oh, I think this team can win a championship. But what's funny about this team is I feel like if there's a couple moves made at the deadline, and this is the best thing about having faith in your front office. Because we all knew, even 2011, 2012, Jarrett Paxson ain't going to bring us what we need to help Derek out. You know, AK right now already looking – AK and Mark are already writing down, you know, notes about – all right, what we need and what we don't need. And so that's what's the great part about it. It's just fun to watch. I gotta give it to DeMar. I love watching DeMar. And I just love watching this team in general, bro. It's appointment television.
Yeah, DeMar.
For the first time, I've been this gas since 2010, 2011. Because even 2014, 2015, I didn't have the excitement because I was like, this is the last hoorah. Like, I know if we don't get it done this year, they're going to break the team up, which is essentially what they did. Yeah, it was bittersweet. You know, if you don't get it done this year, like, all the good vibes were gone. It was just either win or
win. Dead ass win or go home.
Like, and that's what happened. The franchise was not the same after LeBron hit that shot that was after a technical that never got called, by the way. You know, and I don't know if you peeped on Monday when LeBron came on the court after ejected AD. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to get kicked out if you come on the court. But LeBron is the commissioner of the NBA,
bro.
And they don't care.
Yo, listen, dog. We're gonna sound like some. I don't matter. They've been the rules for this nigga, man. They've been doing it. Like, goddamn, bro. Like,
and let's talk. Take a look at the tamper. No, here's the tampering thing. The Tampa thing is getting on my nerve now because, you know, Woj just saying they're getting close to resolution.
Yeah. I saw that shit, yeah.
I really don't think they have anything on us. And I don't think they had nothing on us. I don't think they had nothing on Miami. I believe if they had anything on us, it'd have came out by now.
Yeah, hell yeah. But it's almost, this is just filler, man. It's headline shit just to pass the
bruh,
it's a slow news day. Let's put this out. Like,
the investigation started first week of August. It's going to be December in 2 weeks.
It's over with, man.
What do you – it's not in there. And you talk about the LeBron thing, there was an article out here, I think it was Marcus Spears, put in his article that the Lakers were recruiting DeMar in July. That's before you can recruit.
Way before, yeah, right. And
DeMar was still under contract.
So it's like, come on,
man. And y'all just allow that. That's what I'm telling you. They let him get away with murder, bro.
Yeah, he can't keep getting away with this.
Exactly, man. But let's talk about Kobe. Kobe White is back 2 games in.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he scored a point yet.
No, I was just about to say he played 10 minutes the last game and he didn't score. Yeah,
he
didn't
score.
He had like a rebound or assist. Yeah.
This is my thing. I understand it's going to take a while for him to get his legs under him, to get a shot together. That's fine. I'm not expecting him to be the Kobe that we know and love right now. It's going to take him a month and a half. But, gee, I'm going to need you to shoot that pill, bro.
I was about to say, he only shot, twice.
I'm going
to
need you to shoot that. I understand you don't want to rush. You're still trying to learn the offense. You ain't played with none of these guys outside of Zach before. I get that. But I saw multiple shots that he passed up in that Blazer game.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, and that's the thing. Only shooting 2 times, I'm really not with it. Because it's like
you can't even get to a rhythm.
Yeah, like your confidence was so shot that even the 2 shots he took was kind of like, all right, I have to get something up. Like, I have to. So I think he's still inside his own mind a lot because the shots are there. Like, the opportunities are there for him to do it. So it's just a matter of time, before he gets out of it, just like that mental block. And I think the team will help him with that because they can see it. They probably all been there before. Like, yo, I got, it's a mental block right now, right? I don't want to go do this or whatever. But he has to get out there, get back in the rhythm of things. The guys just got to keep feeding him. You know what I mean? Keep feeding him in the spots where he likes to get to, encourage him when he's down, and I think that this team will, do that. So I anticipate him being better, but I really didn't like him being so apprehensive. It's like, you're on the court. You're back for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, the coaching staff trust you to be back. The guys are trusting you. They're giving you the ball. So just take the shots, man. You know what I mean? I just hope that he sooner than later, because he's a basketball player, right? Like, niggas go through this type of shit. Yeah. They go through funks, but sooner than later, he'll get back to being aggressive. And I think you'll see those 14, 15 point games.
And we need him, dog. We absolutely need the
offense. That would have been huge, bro. In that Portland game, that's all we would have needed. If he could have gave us, 12 points, 13, like, bro, that's it. Now we're having a different conversation. You know what I mean? So I do anticipate it being, fixed way sooner than later. I don't think he's a guy that's going to stay down for too long. You know what I mean? Like, he knows this. The stuff that we're saying, I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. And I'm sure his team is telling him also.
And that's the most important part. That's the most important part, is that the team and the coaching staff is encouraging him and telling him, hey, look, you get those shots taken, whether you miss them or not, just get into a rhythm. Because he's a guy that likes to shoot. And, when you shoot, it's nothing like seeing that first shot go down, because then now your confidence is, going. But if you miss two and you just stop attacking, then it's kind of, you kind of checked yourself out of the game. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that one, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing, Kobe's growth on that. Now, really one last topic we got. I want to preview next week's games too. I didn't write that on the rundown, but I want to preview next week's games. I'm 2-0, by the way, when I'm in attendance for Bulls game. One road game, one home game.
We gotta send this nigga Scott to every game. Yeah,
I was trying to go to the Knicks game this week. I was gonna bring a guest with me.
A guest.
We're gonna leave it that, a guest with me. But man, dog, these ticket requests from even inside. I got boots inside. I got a plug inside. I wasn't trying to pay for these. My man, see, we came back like, man, dog, niggas is winning now, so he couldn't get them. I'm like,
hey, man, shit different, man.
Yeah, right. They used to hand them joints out for free, but no.
Boy, yeah,
you know,
sandwich, nigga.
I know more. Exactly. So I will not be at the Knicks game or the Pacers game. I looked at the tickets. They taxing. I was like, I'm not paying to go see Sabonis, bro. I'm just not.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's a wrap, man. Let's the rest of niggas just bringing Reggie and them niggas back, man.
I
like this schedule. These games.
Well, before we get to that, let's talk about Vooch real quick. Vooch.
Yeah, for sure.
The news we heard yesterday, I'm a little concerned. I'm not really worried about him playing. I want Vooch to get better. COVID, he is vaccinated. The Bulls are 100% vaccinated team, which really isn't news, because the NBA is a 99% vaccinated league, if I'm not mistaken. It's in the very high 90s. I think it's 99. The worst state carriers. Yeah, outside of Kyrie Sunflower, as I like to call him. By the way, the Nets got to jump him and put that syringe in, dog, because they need him out there. Nah, like, that team wasn't built for a duo. It was built for a trio, bro. Yeah. So, but, yeah, so they said that he's still under the weather. The last test he took was still positive. He has to have two negatives before he's able to return to the court. Mm-hmm. And even when he does return to the court, not only was he in a shooting slump to begin with, now you're coming off COVID, you know. So,
yeah,
are you worried about how long it's gonna take us to get Vooch as a Vooch we all know and love?
I am. I honestly, if I'm just speaking honestly, I am. And the reason why I say that is because it's not like he was playing great before this, right? You know, mm-hmm. obviously, and we all was giving him the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, it's a new offense, new players. You're trying to get everybody acclimated, so maybe you're being a little passive. You know, even though he was knocking down his threes, you know, at certain points and, you know, getting to his spots or whatever, he just wasn't the Vooch that we were used to, even with a double-double, you know, 20 points, 11 rebounds, whatever. If you watch the game, it's like, yeah, but it's not the, you know, it wasn't really.
Like, he had a couple clutch back at buckets. Yeah. In the game, but overall, wasn't a good game. The thing about Vooch this season is, like, offensively, he's been bad, but he's been playing good defense.
He's definitely been playing good defense.
He's been making plays. He's been a great rebounder.
Rebounder, yeah. Yep,
you know what I'm saying? So,
I am, though, just to kind of answer that, I am worried about it only because when you're not consistent already and you're kind of not playing, you know, good, and then, like, you now you got to go through COVID, and that's getting over being sick. You know, I don't know what type of effect, you know, like you said, he is vaccinated, so the effects won't be as severe, you know, as if he wasn't. But I just hope that mentally, you know, is what it is. I'm never worried about the physical part of it because he's an athlete, he's a player, he knows what he has to do. Mentally, I just want him to come back and not to feel like he got to start from scratch again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get back in, get your rhythm right, you know. And I mean, you know, and again, I trust this team, which is something I haven't been able to say in the past couple of years. I trust this team to welcome him back the right way and, you know, get him back comfortable when he does return. But it is some cause for concern. It's not high. If I say a 1 out of 10, I said like a 6, because I am worried, but I don't think it's going to be nothing that's like, he's not going to have a bad season, you know. Right. I don't think, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I am worried to the point of how long it's going to take him to get into his rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's more about – because I've seen different athletes go through this. Like, even Jason Tatum said he's still not 100% from way where – like, Tatum hasn't looked like Tatum in a minute. So that type of stuff you're worried about. So you hope he gets better. You hope it's not a thing that is permanent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or not permanent, but, like, takes longer to get together. But it is a good team, and I think just even his presence out there will help. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really expecting him back for, you know, I said at least 10 days. Might be a little longer. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how long it's going to take him to pass two tests. Two tests. So that's going to be the thing. And that's also why, you know, stay masked up, bro. You know, and middle finger to MB, bro. He got my dog sick. Got him sick, bro. I don't like that.
Yeah, man. Ass nigga.
Not gonna like that. But let's preview the next week of games, because, you know, next week is Thanksgiving. We're not gonna have a pod next week. Mm-hmm. So we will probably be back after the Charlotte game. So let's preview the rest of this. New York Knicks at the crib, man. We gotta get that get back. We winning this one. Winning that one for sure. Indiana on a back-to-back at the crib. I think Indiana's a tough team, but they're not as we should beat them niggas.
I don't think they have enough offense to, you know, like, they can play some defense. I've seen them play some, you know, some good defense with stretches, but they're not gonna be able to fuck with us. Not at the crib.
Houston and Orlando.
Listen, dog. Houston is on pace to go fucking like 4-78. I'm not
is such a bad team. Have you seen, like, it'd be four people in a stand, like, literally, like, four people
should
in
be
a
looking
stand.
Like the summer league shit, man. Like, bruh, no, well, not
you could
even.
probably get Rockets tickets at Whataburger right now. Like, I don't even understand what they're doing in the John Wall situation, but whatever.
That shit is weird. That shit is,
I don't understand.
Weird.
Yeah, like, that's like the reverse Ben Simmons.
Yeah, like. you don't want him to play.
Like, Ben Simmons didn't want to play. They don't want John Wall to play, which is weird. So
I don't know.
I got both of those wins, man.
Magic kid, come on, man. Niggas dunking all over Wendell Carter head, man.
Yeah, man. And then on next Saturday, man, it's gonna be a fun game. Miami Heat at the crib.
This is our first time seeing the Heat this year, too.
First time seeing the Heat this year. I actually think we're going to win there. I think we're going to break off a little five-game win streak.
That's a tough team.
Coming off a back-to-back.
Coming off a back-to-back. We are at home. You know, it's Jimmy Butler. It's, you know, it's, what's your man?
Kyle Lowry.
I don't know how to call that one right now, man. I really don't. I want to say that we're going to win that game. It just depends on what Bam does, or like Tyler Herro, one of them type niggas, man. You know what I mean? Like, if we get a Duncan Robinson game or something like that, it's going to be like, oh, here this shit go. You know, it's going to be somebody we don't expect. I don't know how to call that game right now, man. I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a biased-ass nigga, so I'm going to say we're going to win that game. I think it'll be a close game, though. I do think it'll be a very close game. Whoever wins that one, it'll be a close one. Close.
So, are you gonna pick for us?
I'm taking us.
Okay.
Us. Yeah.
I was like, come on, where we going here?
Yeah. I'm
This is where I'm going. I think we're gonna lose to Charlotte.
Best rapper in the league play for this team too.
Rapper in the league, Miles Bridges.
Yes.
I think we, and Ball versus Ball, Pauls. Did you hear the very suspect name that
I hate it.
DeBolzac.
Somebody I follow said De La Zoe was right there.
Wow. That's hard.
I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna give him his credit, man. I'm gonna give him his proper credit.
I might name this episode that De La Zoe.
Tweet him out.
Let him know we gonna name him.
Yeah,
we don't name that one right there, dog.
Said De La Zoe was right there, and I was like, "Damn, son, where's that?" Oh, I gotta find this shit, man. I'm gonna find it for you, man. But
we're definitely naming this episode that.
Yeah, oh my god, my nigga, that shit was perfect, like perfect.
Definitely, I'm going with I think the Bulls lose this one.
I think we lose to the Hornets.
I think LaMelo is gonna go crazy, and I 6-game win streak is a little nuts. It'd be nice,
yeah.
But if there's any loss in there, it's either gonna be Miami or Charlotte. But I think we go 5-1 in our next six.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. The Hornets game is one of those things that I feel like we would have. I feel like the shakier game, and you're not bugging, you're not wrong, like, you know, for saying that. I think the Heat game is like maybe a little more shaky than the Hornets game, just to me. But I could see one of those games, like you said, right to your point. I could see one of those games being the one that we lose. Either way, if we come out of this, you know, six games that we just ran off of this,
yeah,
2-3. Yeah, we come out of that 5-1. I mean, that's what else can you ask for? You know what I mean?
Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, hell yeah, this is great. You know, as long as we beat the Knicks, I'm cool. Just beat the Knicks, please. Just beat the Knicks, bro. Like that's all I want. That's really all I want.
Yeah, I need that one. I need it. I was number bing bong all of my inbox.
Dog.
I'm finna return that favor. I'm gonna return that favor.
Right. I'm gonna be so obnoxious.
You can guarantee that one, man. So I need that one, but yeah, man, that's all we got for y'all today. I'm really enjoying watching this team. I know the NBA wish they had a flex option because we should be playing on Christmas. Should we be playing on Christmas, we should be on national TV more. How many times we got to watch the Pelicans, bro?
Dog, come on, man.
I like Zion a lot, but he's not playing. Even when he does come back, why are we watching these niggas?
Bro? Like, bro, them niggas out there getting drugged, man.
Like, come on, bro.
I don't want to see that shit. Let's play some competitive basketball.
Y'all want to see De La Zoe.
Yeah, dead ass though, bro.
Like,
and the Pelicans colors is whack too. Like, put that shit on TV, whack, man. That shit off. That shit
and off TV, and man. Our interviews are hotter.
Holler, nigga. You know exactly what I'm saying? That's how you end the shit, man.
Well, yeah, man. You know where to follow us, man. At Barbershop Scott, at Mariano, 2 N's, 2 O's. Follow the Barbershop Chat Network at Barbershop Chat Net. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershop Network. Let them know where they can find your Rap Names podcast.
Yeah, man. Rap Names podcast for everybody that's out there tuning in. We are on Wednesdays now. You know, so just follow Bomb Network at BOMM Network on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, we posting all the episodes. You know, we got a show fade day of the week, man. You know, show fade bump on your face and all that, you know. So just holler at us and shit, man. You know, and hey, you know, and as always, dog, look, keep watching the Bulls. You know what I mean? Fuck what anybody got to say. Don't let nobody kill you.
I'm glad you said that. Do not let these names out here. Like, I've never seen people get mad at people enjoying their team.
It's bro, y'all out here letting like Pistons fans enjoy the one player that they got that's worth some shit. Nigga, let us enjoy your team. Like, stop playing with us, man. For real.
Like, for real. Get off us, dog. But, y'all have a great holiday next week. Y'all enjoy y'all families, man. I know a lot of us were on lockdown.
And if you
last
can cook,
year.
Save us a plate, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you can cook, save us. What's up, man?
And you know if you can't cook. You know if people pass this shit up. You know what I'm saying? If you can't cook, don't insult us, you know what I mean?
But it's like you know if you're an attractive person, everybody knows.
Hey, you know if you can cook,
holler at your boys, man. You know
when the food you bought still is there at the end of the night, it's a sign. Like you bought still, you're the only person that ate that.
Yeah, but, dog.
You know, if you know your shit gonna go, put your boy up a personal little pan of mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Help us out, man. Help us out, man. We've been hitting y'all with good content all year.
Yeah, at least you give a nigga a plate, man.
At least you can give a nigga a plate. It's plate season, bro. And by the way, for all my eggnog and Conquito enthusiasts like me.
Yes, like me too, nigga. Yes.
Week one. Is week one starts Thanksgiving night.
I'm getting stocked up tomorrow.
I'm stocking up this week.
They got in there. Give me the whole rack, nigga.
I cannot wait to be passed out on my couch from whiskey and eggnog.
I can see the nap I'm gonna get right now, nigga.
They're the best sleeps.
I'm going to buy a blanket just for that, man. I'm going to buy a blanket probably like tomorrow. Nap I'm gonna take next week, nigga. Straight up and down.
Definitely, man. But we gonna holler at y'all in 2 weeks, man. We'll see what the Bulls do. See if our predictions come true, and we'll be out, man. Y'all enjoy y'all family. Bulls all day.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.